No, that isn't an HGV reversing. That's somebody's alarm going off. Can you imagine the noise and the pain of it? The dreaded sound. How many times do you press the snooze button in the morning? Do you set your alarm early so you can press it? Well, a new report by breakfast company Fuel has found out the average person sets their alarm for 6:58, but actually doesn't peel out of bed till around 12 minutes past 7. I've been chatting to sleep psychologist Cheryl Swallow to find out more about why we snooze and how to get the best out of your morning.
I don't hit the snooze button. I've got 4 children and I have a busy schedule. I haven't got time to be doing that.
Some people set their alarm, I would guess, so that they actually do hit the snooze button.
Yeah, and I think when people do that, they're really thinking about trying to squeeze as much out of the night's sleep as possible. I think it's about perception. They perceive that they're getting more sleep than they actually are. And really, they're waking up and they're more tired. It negatively impacts on their life. So they're late for work, you know, they're stressed out, you know, they're having to rush around, they're forgetting things. So really, people want to have a better way of waking up and starting their day.
Here we go with these stats. It's 7:12 in the morning. That's the time we actually get up, what, some 14 minutes after the alarm actually went off?
Yeah, exactly. So what we're thinking about is all of this time accumulatively is a waste. So what, you know, why don't we think about how we can be more productive in the day and get good sleep? And there's a number of ways in which people can do that. So, you know, it's really thinking about your bedtime hygiene, your routine, what you do before you go to bed, and more importantly, how you get up in the morning. So, you know, being refreshed, getting up as soon as your alarm goes off and having something really, really good to eat.
You know, the more you talk about it, the more tired I feel, but there we go. Right, so the average sleep time we're getting is 6 hours and 36 minutes. Is that enough?
Well, everybody sleeps differently, and so some people will sleep more than that and some people will sleep less than that. But what we do know is that people often think that they're getting less sleep than they actually are. So what we want to be doing is thinking about how you can optimise your waking hours and how you can feel better and be more productive in the day. But hitting the snooze button isn't going to help you to achieve that.
All right, so what is the best way? OK, we get the food idea, but,
yep,
you know, what else?
Okay, so our body rhythm is regulated by exposure to light and dark. So if you sleep with the curtains open and your body is allowed to rise naturally as it gets lighter, you're going to wake up feeling more refreshed. And when it's in the winter months and that's not possible, you can purchase these lamps and clocks that actually get lighter and lighter. And if you do that, you wake up refreshed and absolutely no need for you to keep hitting that snooze button.